The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on 100.2 FM, 95.1 FM, Freeview 277 and online at bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and not the stonkingly Jewel Sirkin, because she's not here. Now, I'm sorry, Jules, but it's got to be said, for the regular listeners, you might recall last week that Jules gave me a hugely horrible time because I had a cold. And she said I ought to take zinc and vitamin C and some of her other witch's brews that she has, you know, like Eye of Toad and Wing of Bat and stuff like that. And probiotics, it all starts in the gut, according to her. And she told me that I'm always ill and she's never ill. She's ill. She's not well. And I shouldn't laugh, really. And we wish her a speedy, speedy recovery. I'm sure she's listening in. And I hope she feels better soon. But it did make me laugh. Sorry. Not sorry. Cool. So it's just me and my two fabulous guests today. We're joined in the studio by Shane and Nicola from the Education People. And we'll be talking to them as we go through the show. And then in the second part of the show, we'll be talking to them formally about what they do and what the Education People do and what their part of the Education People does, because they have very special roles within that. And we're really interested to hear that. But we'd like to hear from you, all the listeners out there in listener land. Do tweet me at VanillaWeb. Use the hashtag BBunker and we'll try to read your tweets out. We have had quite a few tweets already and we'll read some of those, and I've got some other news to share with you and bits and pieces that we'll talk about as we go through the next 2 hours. Some of you may know, because they saw my photographs posted on social media, I was incredibly proud to compare and host the Kent Business Awards last Wednesday, I think it was, at the Kent Event Centre at the County Showground. What a night that was. It was epic. 6 hours. Nicola, 6 hours.
A long time.
It's a long time. I stood up there for 6 hours. At my age, it's not good for you. Yikes. Yeah, 6 hours. But 500 people in the audience.
Wow.
34 awards, 92 videos. Blimey. But what a good night it was. So I want to go through some of the winners of those awards, because I think they deserve the recognition. Because one of the things I like about comparing these awards dinners is you get to meet so many innovative businesses and organisations, people, because they're not all commercial organisations. Some of them are charities, some of them are CIC, some of them are public bodies. But you meet so many people that are doing so many interesting things, and that's one of the lovely things about doing these awards. So, in the Maidstone Business Awards category, the Businesswoman of the Year was Sharon Friedman of Sharon's Bakery. The Best Family Business was DDL Group. The Best Construction Business was Pilgrim Construction Solutions. The Best Small Business was Action Point Packaging. The Best Customer Service Business was PLP Fire Protection. The Best Startup Business was Smallville Nursery. The Best Creative Digital and Innovation Business was Williams T Photography. Excuse me. In the Tunbridge Wells categories, the Businesswoman of the Year was Gillian Palmer of the Pantiles Finance Hub. The Best Family Business was Burger Tools. The Best Construction Business was Baxall Construction. The Best Small Business was Collective Psychology. The Best Customer Service was Select Technology. The Best Startup was Amora Care. And the Best Creative Digital and Innovative Business was EGU. So congratulations to all of those winners. And indeed all the finalists and nominees, of which there are far too many to read out tonight, but to this afternoon. But congratulations to all of you. Now, this year, excuse me, got a bit of a frog. There were three new categories added to the awards. Best Medium Business, McIntyre Hudson MHA Accounting Sustainability and ESG Award, and then the Best of the Winners, so the winners of the winners award,
top of the top.
Yeah, that's it, that's the one. So there were three new categories added, and these three categories were judged across the whole of Kent. Yeah. And the Best Medium Business, ta-da, was BJF Group. The MHA Accounting Sustainability and ESG Award went to Nim's Fruits. Yeah?
Mm.
Do you know Nim's?
No.
Nim makes fruit crisps.
Yeah? Tyrrells. Sort of like a Tyrrells.
Yeah, yeah, exactly like that. Except instead of potatoes, it's potato crisps, it's like
vegetables.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
Yeah.
And the best of the best of the best was Fraser's. Fraser's is at Edgerton, and it's a venue. It's a restaurant. It's a hotel. It's a place to hang out. It's a wedding venue, and it's absolutely stunning. So congratulations to BJF Group, Nim's Fruit and Fraser's on those awards. Well done.
All worthy winners, I'm sure.
Absolutely, they were. Yeah, absolutely. And as I said, it was a really good night. I mean, it started at 5 o'clock and it finished just after midnight. And
the legs were tired by the end of it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, and of course everybody's kind of getting a bit...
worse for wear.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, to the end, you know, getting them to keep paying attention after, you know, the first half a dozen drinks can get a bit of a laugh. But it was good fun, though. It was good fun, and they're always good fun. excuse me. I want to tell you about this. It's an event that's coming up in January, but you need to start thinking about it now. It's a mindful guided walk for wellness. Okay, and the walk is taking place from Herne Bay to Minas Bay, which is roughly 9 miles, and it's happening on Saturday the 6th of January, and they'll be leaving from Herne Bay Pier at 10:15 a.m. And they say, get the new year off to a positive start with a mindful guided walk for wellness. This is being organised by Bethany Nightingale. And if you'd like to find out more about it or book some tickets to go on it, it's on Eventbrite. It's eventbrite.co.uk/mindful guided walk. So check that out. Saturday, the 6th of January. If you fancy blowing away the cobwebs from your Christmas excesses.
Fresh sea air.
Exactly, yeah. Some fresh sea air. Although, if Jules was here, she'd probably tell you about some of the whiff in that sea air at the moment. But you know what I mean. But it blows the cobwebs away. That's Saturday, 6th of January, 10:15, leaving from Herne Bay Pier. A nice little stroll of 9 miles, just to get you in the mood, to Minas Bay. Check it out.
It's a nice park, Kent. I've had quite a nice walk along there myself.
Have you?
With family. Had a nice coffee. They had a band down there as well. So, it's nice.
Mm.
Very nice.
I don't do a lot of walking these days.
Same here.
Yeah, you're the same.
I like a good walk.
There's a chap called Simon Pollard. I don't know if you've ever come across Simon. He does country walks where they talk about, you know, all the things that you can see as you walk through the woods and stuff like that. And that sounds a bit trite, I know, but it's actually a fascinating thing where they talk about native woodland, the type of plants and fungi that you get growing places, you know, what you should eat and what you shouldn't eat in terms of wild foraging and things like that. Really interesting stuff whilst walking in the fresh air.
Love a tree. I do love a tree. You've got to hug a tree.
You're pointing at things. It's a tree.
Yeah.
It's
another one.
Yeah. It's a bunny rabbit. Yeah. Cool. Okay. There's some breakfast networking taking place with the Marsh Network. This is happening at Base Point in Folkestone. You can meet up with people to network, make new contacts, give and receive support, develop and grow your business. Come along and tell us about your business, your charity or your community interest company, and what support, clients or engagement you're looking for, and how you can help and support others at the meeting. You can enjoy a full English breakfast. Other options are available. What other options would you want?
Yeah.
You don't need any other options, do you? No, fully English, go for it.
Full English or nothing.
Yeah, exactly. So it's at Base Point, which is a Shearway Business Park in Folkestone. And it's taking place on Tuesday the 19th of December from 7:45 a.m. Until 9 a.m. And if you want to find out more about it or to book a place on it, the best thing to do is to go to marshnetwork.co.uk, or you can follow the organiser on Twitter. And I'll tell you this because it's one of my favourite Twitter names. Yeah, the Marsh Network is organised. They have a number of events across the Marsh and East Sussex. It's organised by Terry Botfield, and you can follow Terry on Twitter at his wonderfully named Twitter handle, TD Botty.
I already follow him.
Do you? Yeah. TD Botty. Give Terry a follow. And get yourself on one of the Marsh Network meetings. As I say, the next one is the 19th of September in Folkestone at Shearway Business Park. And this is interesting. This is taking place in a couple of days' time. It's a newly launched thing, and it's called the Kent Social Enterprise Club. Okay. Yeah. Sorry about this. Jules has made me ill. It's an organisation, it's a club that's been put together to support CICs, not-for-profits, and social enterprises, which is quite a good idea, because there's a lot of them about these days as well.
Yeah.
And this is the Kent Social Enterprise Club. I've got a webinar, it's online via Teams, and it's what is a social enterprise. It's a weekly online startup support sessions for new and developing social enterprises delivered by Kent's leading specialist social enterprise incubator. And the next event is at is on December the 7th, 11:30 to 1. As I say, it's an online event, and you can find out more and book your team's meetup link by going to Cap Enterprise, C-A-P, capenterprise.co.uk/ Kent Social Enterprise Club. Let me give you that again. capenterprise.co.uk/ Kent Social Enterprise Club. All of these things actually can be found on the Kent Business Radio website as well. If you go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/calendar, you can find all the links to all of these things here. So I read them out just so that you can know them. But if you didn't get it written down and you want to do it, go there and find the link. Right. Let's turn to some tweets. Let's see what we've got on the Twitter. We've got iTrust Assurance, who've asked for a Business Bunker shout-out. iTrust Assurance is an app. Sorry, excuse me. It's an app. I think Jules is at home with a voodoo doll. I think that's what it is. And she's having a go at my throat because I haven't had a cough at all. And all of a sudden, I went live with a microphone and I've got a frog in my throat. So I'm blaming her witch-like activities. There you go. iTrust Assure is a fantastic app. It's it started off life as a whistleblowing app, so you can report things anonymously. It handles every language known to man, just about, and it automatically translates everything. It's a communication app. It's used by lots of organisations, all kinds of different organisations, talking about all kinds of different things. And one of the big users of it are Premier League football clubs who use it for whistleblowing on things like racism and misogyny and other nonsense that you get from football crowds and stuff like that. But it's more than that. It's more than just a whistleblowing app. You know, it's a whole organisational communication app. Because one of the funny things about organisations, and they quite often say, we want to hear from their staff about things. And it's anonymous, but it never really is, is
no.
it?
Yeah. Don't trust that word anonymous.
No, exactly. Years and years and years and years ago, I worked for a bank, an American bank, and I was a fairly senior manager there, to be fair, and they had a massive, massive employee survey. It was called EARS, Employee Reaction Survey, and they had one of the top management consultants in the world come along and spend 3 months interviewing people. And the whole thing about it was, this is completely anonymous, you can say anything, nothing is off the table, we want to hear what people think, yeah. So they came to see me, I spent an hour talking about things that I wanted to see. They produced the report and went away and got their millions of pounds, millions of dollars for doing it. I get a phone call from the board of directors, can you come to New York, we want to talk to you. I'll trundle all the way over there. About this attitude reaction survey that you did. Sorry, I thought that was anonymous.
Yeah.
Well, you're the only vice president in the building, so it must have been you. So we want to talk to you about this. Really? Never mind. Okay. So what else have we got on Twitter? Do feel free to tweet me. At VanillaWeb is my Twitter handle. Use the hashtag BBunker so I can find you. The lovely Sarah Marsh Collins. So she says, have a great show. I'll listen on catch up as I'm back in A&E with Dad following a referral from the GP, insisting he be hospitalised for IV antibiotics. Cellulitis again. Oh, Sarah, I'm so sad to hear that. Do wish your dad better for us. And I hope you're not sitting in A&E too long. You know how long that can be sometimes. Mm. So we're thinking about you, Sarah. And I hope it all goes well for you and your dad. What else have we got? The trouble is I get so many silly spam ones as well, you know, not directed at the show, just general spam on X or whatever it is this week. Here we go. Oh, Jules has been on. I don't believe you. She said she made the mistake of going to the doctors. That's why she's not well. I won't tell you. I know why, but I won't tell you. I won't discuss her medical.
Another conversation for another day.
Yeah, I won't discuss her medical issue, but made my eyes water. Tracy Ferguson has tweeted. Hold on. I've lost it. She says, Paul, tuned in live. Hi, Paul, and the education people. Get well soon, Jules.
Hello.
That's the lovely Tracy Ferguson over there in Rochester. We seem to have a medical thing going on now. Everybody discussing their symptoms.
Going to get everyone opening up now about what's going on.
The lovely folks, Buddy Collectors, have also tweeted, Martin Reeves. Martin runs a thing called Buddy Collectors. It's a really clever idea. He buys stuff off of eBay and Etsy and stuff like that. And it's mostly collectibles and toys and bits of Lego and stuff. And then he flogs it for a profit, which he donates to charity.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which is really good, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah. So that's Collector's Body. Jules, butter wouldn't melt in my mouth. No, of course it wouldn't. That's because it would melt all over your breakfast first, isn't it? I do miss her pictures of breakfast while she's not well. Intune PR. This is about Island Works. You guys came over and saw me at Island Works the other week, didn't you?
Lovely building.
Yeah, it's beautiful, isn't it? We just did a piece with Kent Online and the Sheerness Times Guardian about the history of the building and all the rest of it. And Intune has just tweeted me a link to that. So thank you for that, Darren, of Intune. And the lovely Chips and Dinks, Bev and Tony. Oh, here we go. Just 20 sleeps until the big day.
Ooh.
Yeah, we're not talking about it. Are you counting down and getting ready for the festivities with cheesy music choices and the mince pies yet? No. Oh. And no, we're not, Bev, because it is only December the 5th. Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. We don't do Christmas tunes. We don't do Slade until at least December the 19th.
The 19th.
Yeah. And I'm not allowed mince pies, so no one's having them. But apart from that, fine. Gravesham Council, they have a group called Gravesham for Business. And they say, it's your chance to have a shout-out on local business radio, the Business Bunker this afternoon. What's new that you would like to tell the wider business community about? And they said, Jane Packham, a chance to give a shout-out for what your team does to develop and encourage young talent. Oh, absolutely. We'd love to hear that, Jane. And there's also another Twitter handle here. I don't know. Oh, Gifted Young Gravesham. She runs Gifted Young. It's not easy to say, is that? Gifted Young Gravesham. I'd certainly like to hear about that. So do tweet me if you're listening, Jane. Cool. So that's some of the tweets so far. I'll tell you what we're going to do now. I'm going to play some cheesy tunage. Now, normally my cheesy tunage is aimed at our guests, but I've let them off this time because I've aimed this at Jules. And this is the Thompson Twins, which would be Doctor, really, wouldn't it?
Oh,
nasty. Huh?
I saw you there, just standing there. And I thought I was all
Independent financial advisors can help you invest, organise your pensions, and even get you the best possible life insurance, mortgage, or equity release deal. Check out talisifa.com.
Meet Holly. She's got a job, but she's unhappy for many reasons. She doesn't earn much. Her manager doesn't support her, and the job has no future. But then, she found jobsinkent.com. It's Kent's largest job site, with over 25 years' experience. It covers all industries and sectors, and has permanent, contract and part-time positions. Want to know more? 1. Visit jobsinkent.com. 2. Search jobs by industry, location and keywords. 3. Find thousands of jobs for you. And 4, apply direct to the employer. Now she has a better income, she feels valued by her employer, and she's building her career. So, what are you waiting for? Visit jobsinkent.com today.
Hey, Thompson Twins, Doctor Doctor, just for Jules. Hope you feel better soon, sweetie. We're missing you. We look forward to you coming back for fit and healthy next week. Tracy Ferguson has tweeted, loving the 80s cheesy tunage, she says. Haven't heard this track in years, Doctor Doctor, with a lovely little gif of Rowan Atkinson, which is quite clever. Thank you, Tracy. Yeah, we aim to please with our cheesy tunage. Yeah. Okay, talking about doctors and all things medicine, how about this? There's a new multi-million pound surgical centre set to open soon, which will create around 200 jobs. It's an orthopaedic hub at Maidstone Hospital in Hermitage Lane, that's in Barming, on the outskirts of Maidstone, and they'll start treating patients in spring next year. Blimey. The centre behind the main hospital building will provide 3 state-of-the-art operating theatres and 24 surgical beds. It'll expand Maidstone and Tunbridge Wells NHS Trust capacity for routine orthopaedic operations, including for more than 2,000 extra knee and hip replacements each year. I guess by opening it in spring, they'll generate a few more customers during the winter as well. People falling over.
Exactly, yeah, slipping that ice.
But that's nice to hear that, you know, we're expanding some of the services that we have on offer locally. And those kind of operations are in huge demand, especially as the population ages. Yeah. So I'm sure before I get too much older, I shall be participating in some of that.
Hopefully not.
Yeah, I know, but I will. A commercial vehicle hire business is expanding. The Mayor of Tunbridge Wells, Councillor Hugh Patterson, cut the ribbon to mark the official opening of a new workshop for Pro Hire in Lamberts Road, Tunbridge Wells. The vehicle maintenance unit will be key to the firm's rental business, and the 6-figure investment in the building has enabled the company to take on 8 new members of staff, tripling the size of the firm's workforce at Tunbridge Wells. They include 2 mobile technicians who can now service customers' vehicles on the road or off-site. So that's a good addition to the business economy of Tunbridge Wells. Fantastic. What else have I got here? I'm trying to read Jules's emails and mine all at the same time. So it's,
multitasking.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm a bloke. I don't do multitasking.
I would like to say.
Go on, you can say, Nick. I don't mind. Yeah. There's an event taking place tomorrow, the 6th of December, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. It's called Mindset Reset, and it's Freedom is the Destination. It starts with cleaning up the place you spend every second of your life, your very own state of mind. It's presented by Mr. Matt Jeffrey, and it's taking place at the Island Works at the Dockyard Church, which is in Garrison Road, Sheerness. And you can find your tickets and book your place by going to Eventbrite and looking up Mindset Reset. So do check that out. This is the second running of this event, and the first one was incredibly popular. So do get along to that if you can. It's tomorrow, manana, Wednesday the 6th of December at 10 a.m. at Island Works in Sheerness. Oh, and at this time of year, this is really important. I have read this out a few times in the past, but this time of year, more so than ever. It's an organisation called CARM, C-A-R-M, which is an organisation. It stands for Caring Altogether on Romney Marsh. And CARM are an organisation that are a befriending organisation. There's a lot of lonely people live out on the marsh. I was going to say desperate. It's not desperate, is it? Desolate. That's desolate. The word I was looking for. In fact, the Romney Marsh is the only desert in Europe. Did you know that?
No idea.
Desert.
It's
Romney
designated
Marsh
as a desert. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Weird, eh?
Hmm.
Yeah. So CALM is a charity that helps to put people in touch with people that are isolated, unable to get out of their homes, or feeling lonely. And a lot of the work that they do can be done over the telephone or email or stuff like that. And they're looking for volunteers to help them befriend people that are isolated on the marsh. They provide expenses and training and support, but it is a voluntary position. And you can find out more by going to their website, which is CARM, C-A-R-M, carmromneymarsh.org.uk, or you can email them at office@carmromneymarsh.org.uk, or you can ring them on 01233, that's Ashford, 01233, 758122, if you'd like to find out more or to help as a volunteer looking for people lonely and isolated on the Romney Marsh, especially at this time of year. So do that. Fantastic. Right. West Kent Mind. have a... Oh, no, sorry, West Kent Business. That's something else. West Kent Mine was one last week. West Kent Business announced the West Kent Expo 24. We're delighted to announce West Kent will have a business-to-business expo in 2024. On Thursday, the 14th of March, the River Centre, Medway Wharf Road, Tunbridge, will open its doors to welcome businesses of all shapes and sizes from all over West Kent, with up to 50 exhibition stands, workshops and plenty of networking opportunities. This will be the place to showcase and celebrate business across the West Kent area. If you'd like to know more or to book a stand or to find out more about booking a stand, you can email them at expo@westkentbusiness.com. They're also looking for sponsors. Attendance as a visitor is free, but if you want to book your attendance, your free attendance, it's westkentexpo24.eventbrite.co.uk. So that's westkentexpo24.eventbrite.co.uk for your free ticket to actually go along and visit.
Good opportunity to network.
Absolutely, yeah. We're blessed in Kent with a lot of these kind of events where there's an opportunity to get together with like-minded people and build our businesses and our organisations locally and just find out what's generally going on in the county. There tends to be a lot of stuff that goes on and you don't always hear about it, you know. People say, oh, well, I posted it all over social media. But one of the beauties of social media in the early days was you could see lots of stuff. One of the drawbacks now is there's a trillion things
too
on there.
Stuff.
There's just too much and it just gets lost, doesn't it?
Finding what's relevant to you, isn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly, yeah. And since Mr. Musk decided on X to send us stuff that isn't relevant to us as well, it's got a bit of a minefield, really.
Yeah, even more difficult.
Do you guys use social media, personally?
Yeah, I do. Probably not as... probably more to look at than post and stuff myself. That typical user, really, in a sense.
What's your favourite platform, Shane?
Personally, from work-wise at the moment, is LinkedIn. I'm really getting into that now. I understand it. I think it's a great asset tool for our workers. We'll talk a little bit more about as we go through. I'm relatively new to it. I'm kind of that kind of person that's always tried to stay away from social media.
Don't blame me.
The power of it is so useful in your work time, and obviously it's good to see what other people
I think LinkedIn, I kind of separate LinkedIn from the others because it's the only one that's really professional.
You do find at times some people now are starting to tell
it's a bit annoying
stories.
Isn't it? You go, this is not Facebook.
Exactly.
Go away and post that on Facebook, please.
Exactly, draw that back. Definitely, you're seeing that more creeping.
Because you're right, you know, it is one of the few places where, you know, you can have a bit of decorum without getting spammed with all kinds of nonsense.
Exactly.
Well, although having said that, I still get tons of business spam on there. It drives me potty. What really drives me nuts is people that don't read my profile before they send me an offer to do something that I already do myself. You know, would you like me to design a website? What you mean? Look, I can't do it myself in my web design agency. That one, you mean? Okay.
Do your research.
Yeah, exactly. And they get quite umpy when you go back and go, you haven't researched this very well, have you? I should really, but it does make me laugh. And people who claim to be marketing experts, and I go, we are experts in marketing with 20 years experience. You go, so why didn't you do some basic research before you sent it to me then? If you're that good, you failed at the basics. There's an event which is quite interesting here, which is Sevenoaks Chamber of Commerce have what they call a next gen event. So if you're an entrepreneur or a young professional at the start of your career, we hope you can join us at the Next Gen Committee for festive drinks and nibbles at Fuggles Beer Cafe. That's not easy to say, is it? Fuggles Beer Cafe. Fuggles is a mix of a pub, Belgian-style cafe and bar in the heart of Tunbridge, and is a great location for the Next Gen to celebrate 2023 and have a Christmas drink. Tickets cost £15.50, and this includes food, cheese and charcuterie. I can't say
charcuterie.
That's him. That's him. And a welcome drink, glass of house wine, Prosecco, beer, or two soft drinks. And the next gen event is taking place on the 12th of December 12:30 until 2:30. That's lunchtime. bearing in mind these are youngsters. Could have been an after work deal that. It's lunchtime, 12:30 to 2:30 at Fuggles Beer Cafe. So do check that out. And you can find all the details on the Seven Oaks Chamber of Commerce website. One of my favourite events, this. I was trying to remember whether it's the 7th, 8th or 9th year. I can't remember how long it's been going now. It's Kent and Medway Business Summit, yeah? And it's taking place at the University of Kent, Kent Business School on the Canterbury campus on the 12th of January 2024. And it's bringing together businesses, academia and strategic partners. You can be part of the conversation. You can book your tickets now to get along. If you haven't been before, it's a fantastic event. Have you guys ever been to it?
No.
I've been 1 year. I used to work at the University of Kent.
Oh, right, okay.
In a past life, should we say.
Did you?
I did. Yeah. Yeah, there we go. You learn.
Oh, you didn't know that, Nicola.
We'll touch on that later.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, right, now we got something to pin on him. Yeah. It's a brilliant event. I've been to most of them. And it does bring together all those people, and it's one of the few venues that does bring together all those people to discuss the ins and outs of things, you know, because quite often government, both central government and local government, which specifically KCC level, and things like the transport infrastructure, Highways England, rail track and people like that, they make decisions about things that don't always kind of match with reality for one reason or another. So one of the beauties of the Business Summit is you get to talk to a range of people. And it's a two-way street, you know, let's be honest here, you know. There's loads of small businesses there that go, we don't want that, we don't need that. But then it's an opportunity for them to explain why we do need it, yeah, or why we do things. Although 1 year was really interesting. They were talking primarily about transport in the county. And they had people from Southeast Trains or whatever it was, and they were going on about how train travel was going, you know, up and up and up, and more passengers. Mm. And we were talking about HS1 and high speed, which has made a huge difference to Kent, really changed the economy of Kent quite drastically, because it's pulled in things like the Isle of Thanet into be far more accessible than it was. But somebody asked a question, and everybody just looked blank, because they had transport planners there. They went, how come all the roads and all the railways only run west to east in Kent? Why does nothing run north to south? It doesn't, does it?
Yeah.
It's really valid point, isn't it? Yeah. And everybody went, I don't know. I don't know. But when you think about it, that's true, isn't it? Everything runs west to east. It doesn't run north to south, which is why you get these really funny things. You know, I run Jobs in Kent, and we have massive shortages of talent. That's a thing we're going to be talking about later again as well. But, you know, there are people that live in Medway that are just 9 or 10 miles away from Tunbridge or Tunbridge Wells, but they can't get there. Because we don't have north to south.
That's the transport problem we have with the role we do, which we will touch on later. It's having accessible transport.
Absolutely. I mean, what, you know, we were just talking about Romney Marsh, and altogether on Romney Marsh, one of the frustrating things about Romney Marsh is there's no public transport off the marsh. Even back in the day, before they built the Marsh Academy School, the kids all had to go to Hive to go to school. And the only way they could get there was on the miniature railway. So the kids all used to go to school on the miniature railway. It was the only transport there is on the marsh, which is bonkers, isn't it? Yeah, it's like going, right, you know, you can get a donkey. But, you know, you've got Ashford, 12 miles away from the marsh, which struggles enormously to fill jobs, and you've got unemployed people on the marsh that just can't get there to work because there's no public transport infrastructure. I did get involved with KCC a few years ago talking about that, and they went to whoever it was, I can't remember who it was, Aviva or someone or other, whoever was running the buses, and they just said it wasn't viable, it wasn't commercially viable to run buses between the two. And you go, but we're paying all these people to be unemployed. Surely
missing out on talent.
Yeah, you know, surely we can find some way of running a bus. Really? Mm. But apparently not, no.
We've worked with the Marsh Academy before, and it's even with the bus times from... They've got to go straight from school to get the bus to get home because that's going to be the last opportunity. So for them engaging in some after-school activities, it's not always feasible for them. So they have to literally get onto that bus as soon as the school finishes.
It is a drawback to a lot of things now. Mm. And again, we don't like to be overly political here, but the direction of travel... for societies to kind of do away with cars. If you're going to do away with cars, you need some other, form of transport. And it's no good just saying, well, you don't need to go anywhere, because you do. Especially in a rural, again, one of the policy things, people tend to think about London or big cities where you can walk everywhere or you can get the tube or, you can jump on and off a bus or whatever. They forget completely about rural places where I live in Tenston, which is a lovely little town, but again, we don't have a railway station. Well, we do have a railway station, but it's a steam train, and it only goes to Bodiam Castle, which is great if you work at Bodiam, but not much use for anything else. We don't have a railway. The nearest station is either Ashford or Headcorn, which is a long way off, and there's no other way of getting to those stations other than the car. Yeah. I mean, even if you went on a bicycle, it would take you now. I said to my partner once, I'm going to go, but my old mum lives in Headcorn, and I'm her carer. She's 95 and she's got dementia, but she lives in Headcorn. And I said, I go over there every day. And I said, I might get fit by getting a bike. And she looked at me, she went, don't be ridiculous.
Electric bike.
Well, I did say electric bike, cool. Transport infrastructure is something that we don't pay enough attention to, in my opinion, in terms of helping us with all kinds of things. Right. There's another event. The chap running this, Henry Nicholson, was on the show a few weeks ago. And Henry runs a thing called the Rebel Business School. Okay. And the Rebel Business School is a training organization that helps people start up their own businesses. Yeah. And they do courses. They do both face-to-face and online courses. Everything they do, they're a commercial business, but everything they do is free because it's funded by the government or KCC or a mixture of the two. Henry sent me this email and he says, Paul, this is very important. Okay, Henry, I'm paying attention. Here's a short pitch about Rebel's brand new delivery model to support people across Kent to get started and grow their business. Join Henry Nicholson, the Rebel School's new CEO, to learn about how the new model can greatly benefit people across Kent. There are two sessions for this same pitch to make sure you don't miss out. So it's the same thing twice, so you can do one or the other. There's one on the 12th of December at 10 a.m. and there's one on the 13th of December at 2 p.m. And it's an online Zoom event in which they're going to tell you about their new model for supporting businesses. They run some face-to-face courses, but mostly it's online. And in the past, it's been a series of modules that takes place over 6 weeks. But they've obviously changed the model. He's not told me what they've changed it to, so it means you've got to go in and do the Zoom link to hear the pitch.
Find out more.
Yeah, so here's the link. It's the rebelschool.zoom.us /8600. You can find the full link on kentbusinessradio.co.uk/calendar. But it's the rebelschool.zoom.us. Or go to their website, therebelschool.co.uk, and you'll find all the details there. So that's going to be interesting. I have to say, the Rebel Business School is one of my favourite training organisations. As a businessman myself, and as a former angel investor, I'm not anymore because I run out of money. One of the things that a lot of formalised organisations talk about when starting a business is business plans and stuff like that. And the Rebel Business School and me both think that's a load of nonsense. Yeah, it's okay, but it's just fictitious. Yeah, here's a spreadsheet, we're going to start selling widgets for a pound, and this time next year, Rodney, we're going to be millionaires. It's basically what it says. That's what the business plan is, to paraphrase it, and fairly pointless. So one of the things that the Rebel Business School talk about quite a lot is how to bootstrap a business, and how to bootstrap a business realistically. Yeah. And that's something that's very dear to my heart, because I did some lectures at Christchurch University a few weeks ago, talking to MBA students, which I love doing, and I love talking to them, and they're great people, really smart, young people switched on. And we were talking about this, and there's this thing, anybody starting a business thinks they has to raise money to start a business. Well, one, it's hellishly difficult to raise money to start a business, and two, you're giving away your business. And I don't think that's a smart thing to do. I'm a much bigger fan of bootstrapping. Bootstrapping is slightly harder, but it leaves you in total control. And when you're starting a business, most people try to raise money. There aren't very many capital-intensive businesses these days where you need to have, you know, £1 million just to launch. Because most businesses are service. I think 89% of all businesses are service businesses. So most people are raising money so that they've got something to live on whilst they're trying to get the business off the ground. My approach to that is don't. Yeah, my approach to that is get a job part-time in the evening or the weekend or whatever to finance you, to pay your mortgage, pay your rent, buy some food, whilst you're getting the business off the ground. Because that way, it gives you an impetus to get it done. Yeah, so you don't waste time, you know. Without being funny, if someone comes along and gives you 50 grand, you tend to go, a big sigh of relief, and you take it slowly. Whereas you've got to hit the ground running. And also, you end up owning your own business and not being beholden to somebody else, so bootstrapping. And I know that the Rebel Business School talk a lot about bootstrapping and how to do that effectively. Anyway, so get along to the Zoom meeting, find out about the new model. The Rebel Business School.co.uk is their website. Check it out, see all the things that they do, and find out about those two online events they've got describing their new model. And congratulations to Henry, who's taken over as the CEO.
Woo!
We'll have to have you back again, Henry. He's been on a couple of times, so it will be nice to have him back and to tell us all about it once they've done their pitch to everybody. Tracy Ferguson has tweeted, I agree. Well, of course you do. I agree, Paul. It's often so challenging and expensive to get some places on public transport. I remember after a knee operation 8 years or so ago, having to go to Tunbridge Wells regularly, three trains each way and a very big hole in my pocket. Absolutely. You know, the sheer amount of time. I mean, you can effectively get anywhere really in the country. It's just how difficult it is and how expensive it is and how much time it takes. But yeah, you're absolutely right, Tracy. You know, just changing trains and buses. There was KCC a few years ago launched an app which was primarily aimed at how you can find public transport to get around the county. And what you did is you put your starting point and your end point, and it not only, so it wasn't just like Google Maps, it didn't just tell you how to get there, where it was. What it did is it showed you all the transport methods, how much it cost, how much you saved in carbon output or something, and so on and so forth, and the elapsed time. The problem with it was very accurate. So if you did something like, said, right, well, I'm in Bettshanger and I want to go to Tunbridge Wells, it would go, yeah, well, the way to do that is to get a train from Deal to Dover, change at Dover, do this, get a bus, do this, do that. Elapsed time between things is 4 hours, 72 minutes, at a cost of £93. And you go, but you did save 200 weight of carbon or something like that, you know. And the problem with that is these people would look at it and go, no, I'm not going. it's too complicated. For exactly the reason we just said, you know, there's no direct routes anywhere to different places, or very few. Cool. Do keep your tweets coming. We'd love to hear from you. We've got two fantastic guests to talk to in the second half of the show. We're going to talk to Shane and Nicola just after the news at 2 o'clock, and find out all about the education people and what they do and what their specific roles are within the education people. I've had an email from Maidstone Council, And they say, Maidstone Borough Council has been overwhelmed at the kindness and generosity being shown by people who are coming into the Christmas donation hub. I would like to say a huge thank you to everyone who has given so generously. Working in partnership with the Mall, NBC is hosting a Christmas donation hub, which is open until Saturday the 16th of December, and is taking in festive gifts, toys, toiletries, household products, food items and more to be shared with local charities who will distribute them to those who may be struggling to afford to celebrate this year. That'll be just about all of us, really. Located on the upper level of the Mall in Maidstone, the Christmas Donation Hub is being manned by volunteers, including staff from Maidstone Borough Council, the Mall, One Maidstone, Golding Homes and MHA Accounting. The team is gratefully accepting donations Monday to Saturday between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. And the council is delighted to be hosting the Christmas Donation Hub and working with the Mall to support so many different local charities. The Maidstone Christmas Donation Hub is supporting local charities who will distribute the donated items to those people in need. And the organisations that are doing this include the Blackthorn Trust, Fusion Healthy Living Centre, Harmony Maidstone, Making a Difference to Maidstone, Maidstone Community Support Centre, the Salvation Army, St Martin's Church, Shepway, the Princess Project, the Vine Church, the Trinity Community Centre, and Wishing Hearts. So fantastic. Well done, everybody. Keep your donations coming in. It's open till December the 16th on the top floor of the Mall, formerly known as the Chequers Centre, formerly known as Stoneborough? Something like that, wasn't it?
Over my head, that.
Yeah. Same place, different names. Yeah.
Nice.
Cool. Also, Maidstone Council, cool, they're on a roll. Yeah. Follow the Christmas trail around Maidstone. Everyone is being encouraged to take part in a Peter Pan themed Christmas trail organised by One Maidstone. One Maidstone is a local hospital, isn't it? It's a private hospital,
yeah,
I believe, and supported by Maidstone Borough Council and the Hazlitt Theatre. There are 24 posters displayed in shop windows and outlets around the town centre. You scan the QR codes on each one and then enter the competition and be in with a chance to win 150 quid's worth of shopping vouchers or a VIP family panto ticket for 2024. Oh, no, you don't. And other jokes. Yeah. The trail is now open and runs until Thursday, the 4th of January. There are 6 fun face boards will be dotted around the town for people to take fun photos and share them on social media using @OneMaidstone, @VisitMaidstone, and @Hazlitt_theatre, and also tag # Maidstone Fun Faces. And you can download a copy of the trail map from the website, which I'll give you in a minute. Tracy Burke, who's the Hazlitt Theatre marketing manager, said, "We're thrilled to be part of the Peter Pan trail and hope to get everyone excited for the new adventures of Peter Pan, which is the panto running at the Hazlitt Theatre from the 25th of November to the 31st of December. We hope all the families have fun on the adventure to find all of our panto characters and also take part in the colouring sheet that can also be downloaded from our free panto booking page to take some of the Neverland magic home." So the website for all of this is sign up to Maidstone Borough Council's maidstone.gov.uk/stayconnected. Hey, sounds like fun.
Something to keep the kids busy on the
Yeah, shop. Yeah. Cool. Peter Pan, eh? Right. We're going to join the newsroom shortly. Still keep your tweets coming. We love to hear from you all out there. Tweet me @VanillaWeb. Use the #BBunker. I'll just see. I think I've caught... Oh, no, I haven't. There's no more. I will read them in a minute. Do keep your tweets coming, though. What else have we got here? Medical device manufacturer Bedfont is elated to announce its recent success in winning 2 esteemed business awards at the Kent and Victor Chamber of Commerce Business Awards. The annual business awards, which took place at Western Hanger Castle on Thursday the 23rd of November, bring together the business community, showcasing the amazing achievements of a range of businesses and talented individuals throughout Kent. Bedfont was delighted to have won Success in International Trade 2023, boasting over 82 distributors worldwide, with exports accounting for 80% of turnover for the past 9 years. Brilliant. Befont was over the moon to win Innovative Business of the Year 2023 as well, making it the third year in a row. You're just overachievers, that's your problem. A significant achievement and testament to the innovation that is at the heart of Befont. So well done. That's Befont, their medical device manufacturer. I think they're based at Harwicham, if I remember rightly. So congratulations on your two awards. Well,
congratulations.
Well done.
Congratulations.
Oh, I made reference to this earlier. There's an HMRC webinar. Yeah, I mean, this is the height of entertainment, this.
Doesn't get any better.
Trust me on this. It's how to apply VAT reverse charge for construction services. This webinar provides information about when to apply the VAT reverse charge, how to show the reverse charge on your invoices, what to do if you make a mistake. I mean, who's going to make a mistake with anything this simple? What to do if you make a mistake when applying the reverse charge? You can ask questions throughout using the on-screen text box. You can register. It's an online event. This, you can register by going to register.gotowebinar.com on the HMRC website. They also have some useful short videos on HMRC's YouTube channel, which include how do I keep records for VAT and how have penalties changed for late VAP payments and submissions. Is there no end to the entertainment? I mean, it's important stuff, and I shouldn't really take the mickey, but, I mean, you know, life is so complicated now. Trying to run a small business is almost impossible, is it? There's just so many regulations, so many things to fill out, so many things to do, that you don't actually have time to run the business by the time you finish messing about with all of this. And as I was saying earlier, if it wasn't for technology, you know, like Making Tax Digital and all the other Xero and all the other products that you can have that help you with these things, we would be in a real mess. So, you know, let's hope we never get a power cut, really. Okay. I'm running an event in the new year. It's one of my careers programs, but this time it's not at a school. It's a Careers 30-30 event, but we're inviting you to inspire and prepare students at Canterbury Christchurch University for the world of work. So it's a first for the 30-30. We've done schools and colleges, but this is the first university we've actually done this format in. It's taking place at Christchurch University at St. Augustine's House in Canterbury on Wednesday the 21st of February. It's 3 p.m. till 5 p.m. And Skills 30-30 invites up to 30 people from industry and voluntary sector to engage directly with students through a facilitated speed networking and employability workshop. These skills events will engage with up to 60 students aged 18 plus on under and postgraduate degree programs at Christchurch University. The networking sessions help students build their confidence, giving them experience to develop conversations in a safe environment, and enables them to meet a wide range of people from varying businesses. If you'd like more information or to book your place, send me an email, hello@bizradio.co.uk, or you can also email munya.badze, B-A-D-Z-E, at nhs.net. That's munya.badze at nhs.net, or me at hello@bizradio.co.uk. Right. We're going to join the newsroom. When we come back, we're going to talk to Shane and Nicola. Here we go.
The Business Bunker